You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The beaten path. Steve Douglas at the mic. We begin the second hour. We will open the phone lines up here shortly. Here, I'm just looking at what Ken is saying here. Yes, it's, that is pretty funny. Chinese, they had done anal swabs for the virus on U.S. diplomats, and the diplomats are all very angry now. And now the United States is not allowed. What is it? 67 diplomats from China, I guess, to come to the United States. you gotta laugh at that one. This was a while back. We reported the anal swab one, and that's all new. I mean, first it's the mouth, the nasal sinus cavities, and now it's bend over, grab your ankle, spread your cheeks, and let's get a good sample. This is the nuttiest things. It's funnies because they keep changing the rules. They keep adding new ones on. And well, ask yourself, you know, they refer to the experts. When's the last time you've seen an expert change the rules and add new, making new additions and then take away? That's not an expert. If somebody's adding new ones and then taking away, they have not thought the process out very, very well if they're adding new and taking away. That's not an expert. So that is pretty funny, though, the anus swab. Probably one huge Q-tip, too. Really make you feel good about that one. What do they say in England? The bugger you. Oh, well, that's funny. So getting back to this 31 reasons why I will not take the vaccine. I'm not going to read all of them. I'm going to read some of the good ones, though. I will read the last one because the last one ties it up all together. Number six, the drug companies have zero liability if anything goes wrong and cannot be sued. Now, that's a major red flag, and that's the one I've been saying quite a bit to people who are even considering this. I'm saying you realize if things go wrong, you cannot sue them. This is Russian roulette, and if anybody still wants to do that, well, I'm sorry. Don't cry on my shoulder. Number seven, Israeli's prime minister has openly admitted that the Israeli people are the world's laboratory for this experiment treatment. Number eight, Israel agreed to share medical data of its citizens with a foreign drug company, and a fundamentally part of their agreement to receive this treatment. Going down to number 11 here, three facts that must be put together. Bill Gates is touting these vaccines as essential to the survival of the human race. Bill Gates believes the world has too many people and needs to be depopulated. Fact. Bill Gates, perhaps the richest man in the world, has also not been injected. By the way, I changed that one because he actually was supposedly given the shot the other day. And for some reason, it skipped the waiting period for the second one. He's claiming to have had the second one now. Didn't even know he had the first one, but he's claiming to have the second one. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? The Congress, all 535 members, took the first jab. Not one adverse reaction. No events. Nothing. What are the odds of that? If I went on the street right now and I found 500 people, paid them to take the jab, and sat down and watched them, the law of averages are a good percentage of these people are going to have a fever. They're going to have problems, body aches, swollen lymph nodes, all kinds of issues, and maybe even potentiate their underlying health problems. That's 500 people on the street. So you telling me our Congress, these bunch of old codgers, these fat porky pigs in Congress, in the House, in the Senate, who are not healthy looking, would take the jab and not one person would have an adverse reaction, not an event. Not possible. Not possible. They received salt water. That's all they got. Normal saline, 0.9% saline salt water. We use it in the hospital. It's a flush. Use it on IVs. Use it for dilutional. I guarantee you, Bill Gates and his family, his children, did not take this toxic experimental gene therapy. They are part of the eugenics. They're behind the eugenics platform. Decrease the population. Get rid of the stupidity. And the wealthy elites, the intelligent will procreate. Where does that leave you and me? I'm pretty damn smart. I'm pretty damn smart. I guess I'm okay with thinning the herd out with stupid people. But what if they come after me? What if they come after you? I'm pretty dang intelligent. I help a lot of people. I know a lot of medicine that helps people. They thought this thing through. Eugenics, have they thought it through? Who is worthy of saving? Who is worthy of dying by the needle? Have they thought this thing through? You know, I suspect somewhere down the line, when they've given enough doses of this toxic formula, we're not going to see Fauci. We're not going to see Bill Gates. They're going to disappear out of the limelight. They're gone. Where are they? I don't know. Where are they? Not to be seen, not to be found. Probably on Epstein's Island. They are going to hide. They've got their getaway plan. And when the shit hits the fan, I'm going to say it, what the heck? It's late night. You can't find these guys. They're in their safe haven, protected. Their lives not in danger. And the numbers of dead people that fall by the wayside here, the numbers that it will increase. Watch the next couple years. Watch that obituary section in your paper. Make a good notice on the increases of number of young people that are going to be getting ill. Diseases that you would have seen with an elderly, now with a young person. Watch that obituary section grow. Notice, take notice that the longevity, the lifespan has been cut. And watch for the politicians to raise the age of Social Security and other benefits to 70, 72, making sure you never make it there to get your pension, to get what you paid into. Yeah, Gates and Fauci, they're going to disappear. Like finding that little game. Where's Waldo? Where's Fauci? Where's Gates? I don't know. Nobody's seen them. They've got their protection. They've got their suits of armor. They got their people to protect them. They pay them well. They'll disappear. They'll come out of the rubble when the dust is settled. And there's nobody left to come after them. Because who will remain will be the elitists. Their eugenics depopulation plan will be a success. Like I said, where does that leave you and me? I'm pretty damn smart. I'm going to have to take an IQ test to see if I'm going to be one of the ones spared. I noticed in that clip, the brainwashing here, they had the homosexual Don Lemon the sweet fruit on CNN. What I like to call him. Talking about the greatest threat is the white man. When we point out later on that Don Lemon's buddy is white. What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. Number 31. Let's get right down to it. Number 31. Actually, we'll go to 29 and then 31. 29, my healthcare provider keeps badgering me to get injected, yet they have provided me no information on this treatment or anything possible. No possible alternatives. So everything I know I learned from others outside the establishment, informed consent has become conformed consent. I'll decline on that one. Number 31, getting right down to 31, the whole thing stinks. I'll add something different. The whole thing stinks to the high heavens. It really does. Keith and I were talking about, Keith Rogers follows me tonight, perception manager, and I were talking earlier today. People are being desensitized. In his area, he said in Montana, people are taking the masks off. Down here, they're still pretty high number. Walmart the other day, 95% wearing a mask. At the nursery today, picking out fruit trees, husband and wife walking around outdoors, it's kind of a windy day today, with their child, about 3 or 4 years old, all wearing a mask outside. I talked about, when I opened up the show, talking about friends I've lost, family I've lost over COVID. Talked about a condition I like to call a new diagnosis. It's not come out yet, but I'm sure it will be listed in the DSM sooner or later here, the psychiatric manual. And that is PC, psychological COVID. See a lot of people out there, psychological COVID. I call those three people I saw today walking around in the windy day in the orchard there, looking at all the fruit trees, scared of the natural air all around them. People on the beach wearing a mask. People all alone in their car wearing a mask. A woman sitting on a bench, a park bench, nobody nearby wearing a mask. Is this become a habit? Is it programmed? Is it brainwashing? Is it a ritual like putting your seatbelt on in your car when you get in the car? Is it a habit? Can they break the habit? I don't know. And then you get to the other portion, which my cousin lashed out at me for trying to be a good guy. But, you know, I'm a bad guy, bad person. I'm going to pray for you. You can be a good person in this life. You know, one thing I hate people who wear their religion on their sleeves and are hypocrites and don't practice what they preach. So save your prayers. Because worthless. They're not worth a dime. Not worth anything. Practice what you preach. At least I'm honest enough to live by my standards, and I don't BS anybody about who I am, what I am, and what I do. I'm the real deal. I say what I gotta say. I gotta do what I gotta do. I call a spade a spade. I feel good about that. I can do that. I'm honest. I'm too damn honest. Greatest threat is the white man. Shame on you, white man. Well, let's go to the phones here. Phone lines are open. If you've got the minutes, that's great. You can call us at 512-248-8252. If not, we'll pay for the call. Ken will take it out of his paycheck, and it's 1-800-313-9443. Let's talk to Kevin in West Virginia. My God, I haven't talked to you in ages. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. I've disappeared off the scenes because I met a young little girl, and when she found out that I was a Trump supporter, she dropped me like a hot potato. So you're not the only one that's losing relationships because of COVID and because of your political views. It hurts, man. It hurts when you lose friends, and it hurts when you lose family members. A couple reasons why I called in. Number one, I just lost my aunt, and they said it was due to COVID a couple weeks ago, and I don't buy this. I don't buy any of this COVID stuff at all. My dad was sick October and the beginning of November around, it was around Thanksgiving, and he was in the hospital and just got back from a hunting trip out west and was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Regardless, and he didn't tell me right before he went out go out west to go elk hunting that he had a pneumonia shot. And then all of a sudden, he has pneumonia. None of these vaccines work. You know, you're right when you say, when you talk about these vaccines, that it's a hoax to make money. It's a billion-dollar industry. Of course they're not going to shut that down. I mean, is what I don't understand is how the public, how they've hoodwinked the entire public. This is the greatest psyop I've ever seen on the American people. And it bothers me that my own family members and friends can't see through what's going on. It's not that it's either they can't see or they don't care. That's what really gets me, is they don't care. I don't know if you feel the same way or not. Hello?
About a COVID vaccine passport. And now they're calling it Vax Pass and other different names for it. But we talked about that, and they called us cuckoo. They said, you're a conspiracy theorist. You guys are crazy nuts. And guess what? There is the Vax Pass, and there is a passport immunity card that they are going to push that you must have stamped and in order to fly or use public transportation. So we're not so cuckoo after all, but I have yet to get any apologies to saying, hey, Steve, you were right. You're not a cuckoo after all. So I wasn't cuckoo then. I'm not cuckoo now. And when I talk about what I'm talking about now, I'm telling you as I see it and I find the truth. I'm looking at the facts.
Yep.
When you see only one side to the story of the issue, you know there's something definitely wrong here. What's wrong with debating the issue? What's wrong with getting everybody together in a group think, all sitting down to saying, here's the evidence we have, here's the evidence we have, let's find the truth. What's wrong with doing that? Because they don't have the science. They don't have the truth, Kevin. They're fraudsters. This is a psychological operation to depopulate, get rid of people.
You want to know the crazy and the funny thing about all of this depopulation thing? Here, I'm an individual that's 36 years old. I've lost my eyesight, so I'm no longer useful for the state. I would be one of the first ones that they come after because I'm disabled. How messed up is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I mean,
you know, we've got the videos. What decrease the population, and if we do well, we can depopulate the world by 10 to 15% if we use vaccines and reproductive health services or something like that. Bill Gates, I didn't make it up.
The only way you can
accomplish depopulation with a vaccine is either to kill somebody or you sterilize them and they can't procreate anymore, and that's when the population comes down. That's the only two ways this is going to work. You either kill people by potentiating diseases that come out of their DNA that become, they're not dormant any longer, they're now expressive. You either kill them that way, decrease their lifespan, or you sterilize them. That's the only two ways to do it.
Absolutely, totally agree with you, sir. I totally, totally do. And it really bothers me because I'm an individual. I didn't ask to be blind. And here now the state wants to kill me because I can't see. I ain't going along with this. And how do you fight it? Besides, you know, spreading the information around, How do you fight a $1 billion industry?
You know, I'm thinking, Kevin, that maybe the elites who are behind this agenda will be very happy when they thin out the herd to a certain level, and they'll figure out the ones who pushed back, who dissented, who would not follow the orders, are the smart ones, and maybe you get to stay because you didn't follow their stupid rules. Maybe that'll be the cutting, the term there. What's the term I'm looking for? The cutoff. Just saying, anybody who followed and went along with all these mass mandates and everything else they kept throwing at you, those who complied are the stupid ones, and we'll be happy to thin them out. Those who opposed, you guys are smarter. Okay, you can stay. Maybe that's how it's going to work. I don't know.
Maybe. I just remember from day one when all of this happened a year ago, I remember talking to you and Mr. John and saying that all of this is a hoax, and this is for the vaccine companies to make billions and billions of dollars, because we're starting to see their flu shot isn't working. You know, I'm not so sure that this COVID isn't just a rebranded flu. I mean, you've seen the CDC or the CDC.
I think it might be, too.
Yeah, well, look at the flu numbers. They're down, 90%?
I think you're right.
Or something like that.
I think it might be a rebranded flu. Yeah.
But you have a nice day, sir.
I think
you
might be onto
something
there. I don't
want to take up any more of your time. Maybe.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call, Kevin. Nice, don't be such a stranger. Call
Absolutely.
Back again. Francis in North Carolina, you're on.
Hello there, kiddo.
Hey, how you doing, Francis?
I'm here, I think. I hope.
Okay. Yep.
That depends. Several quick thoughts for you.
Are you fighting with family over this issue? Are you fighting with family over this issue, Francis?
Fortunately, at the moment, no.
Oh,
which I'm grateful for. Well, other than the fact that my husband knows that basically he refers to me as a conspiracy theorist or whatever, which I'm quite comfortably happy with my designer tinfoil hat, which I wear proudly for that matter, but not yet. Now, that being said, I have one relative that thinks that you should have a mask on and that people are losing their life left and right because of the corona crap and so forth. And as much as I love them dearly, I know they're just simply a trendy.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it. So no matter what I say, it's going to go through one ear and out the other. And I'm not going to sweat it, because at least I shared the information that I'm aware of, and that's it, and I'll let go.
Yeah.
Now,
well, you know, I talked about my cousin here. He went nutso on me. He started off
that.
Evidently. Yeah, it's all right. I'm okay with it. It's nice to find it out now. You know, starting off with this disorder I like to call psychological COVID, which later on over time builds up, and then it turns into something, another disorder I like to call it's called COVID psychosis. And that's exactly where they become very manic and very angry and very nasty and very, very violent. They've been caged too long, and it's all built up. So now they've gone from psychological COVID to COVID psychosis. And I think that's where my cousin is right now. And I don't expect him to come back. I'll check once in a great while. He will not do well. If he takes the jab 1 and 2, I give him a year. He's toast. He's dead. He's that bad in health. And this thing is just going to take off like a wildfire. And he's just on borrowed time anyway. But hey, that's the way it goes. There's a price to pay if you don't use the noodle here. If you don't think things through and do some research. That's the way it goes. I can't help that. I can't save the world. I can try to help people. I can try to educate him. He went in a bad direction, a very nasty direction, and I was trying to help him. And he doesn't respect me. He doesn't respect my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve,
he needs to pray for me because I'm a bad person.
You remind me of a line from a song I heard. I think it was by Paula Abdul, or I could be wrong. Uh-huh. And it's not a song you hear that often. It's one of the lines in it. It simply says, "We seal our fate by the choices we make." And I thought, you know, that was very poignant.
Yep.
So people either use...
I tried my best.
Either people need to use the brain cells that are in their head and bring the common sense back out of the window and use it, or they're going to lose it, especially their immune system.
That's right.
I talk to people funny, every Francis, day.
Francis, you see people...
doing shopping or errand running.
Yeah.
Oh,
Francis,
by the way, as
Francis,
far as Monica Lewinsky
people...
is concerned, just so you know,
yeah.
The only reason she's not going to have a tizzy is because of how much you've probably got paid off by Billy Boy.
Right.
So, but as far as this whole corona deal goes and the shots and who got what jab and whatever and, oh, you can go here, you can't go there and so forth, I'm sorry. They can take their shot and shove it. And
that's
for
right.
one thing,
yeah. Hey, Francis,
not
gotta move on here.
Me.
Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Gotta get going here. Got other calls waking up here. You know, it's funny if you go in the grocery store and you look down the aisle, have you noticed the people looking at the back of the item that they're looking at possibly purchasing? They're looking around and looking at it. What's got in here? Oh, let's look at the cholesterol level. Let's think, how much fat, what's the carbohydrates? And what's all these other chemicals I never heard with a bunch of numbers behind? They're interested. They care about what they're putting in their bodies, and they don't even know what the hell this crap is, most of it. But they're worried about it. At least they're giving attention to turning it around and reading the labels. But they're, for some reason, nobody seems to care about injecting. You can consume it, and it's okay, but inject it into your body. Nobody seems to be asking a question. Hey, what's in that? You know, I saw in Australia today an article, Australia, that the doctors are not even telling, they will not tell their patient what vial, what manufacturer they just gave them from their vaccine, the shot. They will not tell them. Why? What's the secret here? Why won't you tell us? Is it AstraZeneca? Is it Pfizer? Is it Moderna? Which one? Can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Amazing stuff here. Back to the phones here. We got Glenn in California. You're up.
Hi, Steve. I'm going to do my best not to talk over you. The delay makes it a little hard.
Sorry about that. Okay, go ahead.
It's okay. But I just wanted to point out a few things. This is a little bit of a shift from, you know, where the last couple callers go, although I'm in the same situation as Kevin, and it's not my eyesight, but with spinal tumors, and I definitely feel what he's saying there, and I'm glad he's calling in again. It's good to hear his voice.
Yeah, it's
the
nice
reason
to hear
I was
from
calling,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. The reason I was calling in is, to kind of offer a little bit more of the health related things that people can do that you've been discussing. I know that you had mentioned the neti pot, and I had a lot of clients that have aversion to that tilting of the head, and it's a little uncomfortable. I don't know if you've ever seen the sinus rinse bottle made by the same company, NeoMed.
No, actually, I worked with Dr. Maeda in Santa Rosa, California. I was working with him pretty close when he was coming up with this idea of the neti pot, which is not really, it's not a new invention here. It's been around for 5,000 years. It's Chinese. Chinese have been doing this forever. But he just simply redesigned the pot itself, and he finally stopped coming to work. And last time I heard, he said, oh, yeah, he quit. His company's doing so well. He doesn't need this job. He was a pulmonologist at the hospital. And but I like it. And the formula that I use is a homemade formula. Now, I saw you can buy the formulas. I've always found them to be not quite as, I like to think of this formula that I've created here, and it's nothing rocket science, but I like to think of it as sinus Drano. And I remember the first time I ever used it, Glenn, I had the worst sinus head cold I've ever had in California. I was so packed in my sinuses, I couldn't breathe at all. And I used this formula, and it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen, but I pulled it all out of my sinuses completely. It came out. I did like 2,000 cc's, 1,000 at a time. And it took it all out, and it gave my sinuses time to come back. They were very inflamed. And the saline solution calmed the swelling down, and I could start to breathe, and I could breathe perfect in the healing. And like I said, the secret to my formula here is use it early, but the secret is to detach, because those viruses and bacteria are stuck to that slimy mucus in the sinus cavities there, it's just stuck to it. It's a protective layer, but it also catches viruses and bacteria. So if you detach very, very fast and you never get packed sinuses, then you'll never have postnatal nasal drainage. It'll never go down into your chest where it's nice and warm and the perfect environment to replicate. That's the secret to detach, and I swear by it. I love it.
I do it, well, I used to do it twice a day, like when I brush my teeth religiously. And because the sinus cavities up in the forehead are so small, over time, everything starts to drain down. And you wouldn't believe, I mean, just tremendous difference. But one thing that you can put in there with the buffered saline is also xylitol. I've heard has a lot of antiviral effects. But I was wondering, too, if you've ever heard of Argerol.
I have, but I can't tell you what it is, but I've heard of it.
Refresh my memory. Silver. What is it? It's a colloidal silver, and it's bound to an amino acid. I can't recall which one. And it turns it like a really dark, kind of like it looks like iodine. And they used it all through World War One. It was in every first aid kit. And then Johnson & Johnson let the patent expire. They didn't pay the fee, and my friend, Christine, bought it for $3,600 and built her own pharmaceutical lab because no labs would touch it because Johnson & Johnson, you know, didn't want it on the market. But it's an amazing, it's like colloidal silver on steroids, and you nebulize it. You can nebulize it. She had 8 tumors and was in stage 4, and they had just shrunk. She was given 6 months to live. That was 10 years ago. They're just pretty much gone. But anyway, you can put a little drop of that in the bottom of the sinus rinse and put a little of that in the nose. Man, it just will wipe out anything, anything. So I think if anybody does come down with symptoms, xylitol with Argerol with a nebulizer and in the sinus rinse, it's just, it gets rid of anything.
Well, I got to tell you, since I moved down here to Florida, I have not had one head cold. I have not had a cold at all. I have not had the flu. I have been the healthiest I've ever been moving down to Florida. And I've jumped on it really fast. Every time I feel like, oh, there's something going, I get right on it, one or two treatments, and then it never attaches. It never attaches. I have been so lucky with this formula. That's why I love sharing it. So if anybody wants it, I must have given it to at least 6 dozen people so far lately. And I'll be happy to send it over to you. You can reach me at my email, offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. And
sometimes
it's a wonderful thing. I just love.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't know that my emails, I think they may go to your spam box because I use Yandex, and Gmail likes to filter those into spam boxes. But I will request.
I'll tell
that.
You what, when I get off, I'll go look for Glenn. What's your email?
You don't mind. It's my first name, my last name, and then @yandex.com.
Okay. I'll see it in there. I'll look and see if it filtered that. And if you want their formula, I'll send it over to you. You know, the formula actually calls for vodka, and I've got a listener out in Saudi Arabia, and she will be listening to this broadcast tomorrow, and she loves the formula I gave her. She said she's going to use it, evidently, the dry conditions. I did add in that formula to add glycerin, which really kind of lubricates the sinuses, but the alcohol acts as a sanitizer, and it says to use vodka. And I used to kid people and say, well, I use only a Russian vodka because I'm a Russian sympathizer. And it's a Russian collusion thing going on here. So, but you, Rick, you can use the vodka. But then she said, you know, of course, in Saudi Arabia, you can't find alcohol. It's illegal. So we came up with another solution. And I've done this before. And I told her to substitute the alcohol, put in like 2 teaspoons for 1,000 cc's of fluid, warm fluid mixed up, put in like two teaspoons of hydrogen peroxide. And mix it in well.
And
there might be a little bit of
membranes?
There might be a little bit of a fuzz, a little bit of a buzz in the sinus cavity, but that's your substitute for the alcohol if you can't find it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that too often. I've tried that in my ears, and hydrogen peroxide does eat away the skin. Yeah, so you have to be very careful and do that in a very limited.
Hydrogen peroxide is a great thing for cleaning out a cut. It's great for a gargle or a rinse once in a while. Whitens your teeth. But it does, what it does is it's a granulator. If you have a scab, The scab itself are dead neutrophils that are actually forming a scab. If you put peroxide on it every day, thinking you're helping it, you're actually breaking down the degranulation here. You're degranulating instead of granulating. You're tearing down those dead neutrophils, that scab. It's a bad thing to do. But one time, it's good to clean out a wound or something like that, but I wouldn't use it all the time.
Right.
The same
right.
way
well,
as
thank
a gargle
you so much,
or a rinse.
Steve.
Yeah. You got
thank
it.
You
appreciate
so much. I really, really enjoy your program. You've really risen to the top of my favorite hosts here on RBN.
Well, so appreciate that.
I really enjoy your concise way of looking at things and dealing with callers. I really enjoy when you're on the air. So thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Back to the phones. We got Sebastian in Sweden. You're on. Sebastian, you're there.
Yes. Hi, Steve. I just want to say that in Sweden, it's almost completely opposite than in America. We have, if I go into a store of 100 people, I think I can count maybe two or three wearing a mask.
Lucky you. I envy you. I hate seeing these people, Sebastian. I hate to be around these people. I really do, because they're very ignorant people. They're ignorant people, and they've been taken in on something. And I don't know what it's going to take for them to open their eyes up and realize somebody just fooled them.
Yeah, but another thing I want to say, that I read that in Finland, they set aside $30 million for damages that will come from this vaccine. The population is only a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit over 5 million, so that's a lot of money for, but I'm sure how it's going to be, how are they going to do it. But that's the only country I know of that set aside money to help the people if they, if they get sick or maybe even die.
Well, you do realize you're going to have to go before a board and make your case. And what's the possibility that whole board looks at your case and says, nah, 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 not going to give you any
money. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's, anyway, it was, I thought it was pretty good of Finland. I don't think Sweden's going to do that. But they do now. They said that they have the people working on, traveling the subway should have a mask on, but they don't say you have to. But I know that a friend of mine lives in Stockholm, and he says there are lots of gangs wearing black masks, and they're robbing people.
Really?
In Stockholm, yeah. So
interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, it's been happening here for the last 5 years in this country. It's been really going down the drain. But before I forget, Steve, I want to ask you, I came in pretty late in the program. I did find that 30 list, that rabbi, so that was good.
31 reasons? Yeah.
31, mm-hmm. Yeah, 31. And what about your neighbor, the Nassau guy? You were going to...
Yeah. He's not doing that good. I check on him every day. I actually went and fed him yesterday. I brought him food over and helped cook for him. He now realizes it was a mistake, that taking that first jab. His Parkinson's, he has good days. He has bad days. He has more bad days lately since taking that shot. And he said, I wish you would have found me sooner. I understand where you're coming from now. You have more insight to what's going on, the education. I was pushed into taking this like I was pushed into taking the yearly flu one, the yearly flu shot. It's amazing that in this, this whole thing with this corporate fascism we have with pharmaceuticals and government aligned, that they need somebody to market and to distribute, and that the physicians, having taken an oath, the Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. They certainly are not living up to that oath at all. And they're not reading the inserts. They're not educated on this. And many times, they're actually getting an incentive, a financial incentive to carry out how many shots can they give? This thing is so rotten from the very top on down. There's so much fraud you can point at and show, but if somebody's headstrong and they already said, I don't believe you, I don't believe you, I don't believe you, then I'm sorry, they're going to have to pay the consequences, the price for this one.
Yeah, that's bad. Okay, well, thank you, Steve. Take care.
Appreciate it. Back to the phones here. They're lining up here. Let's go to Derek in Florida. You're on.
Hello.
Derek, are you there?
Yes, sir. What is the truth about asymptomatic people transferring the disease to other people?
It's a complete lie. It's a complete lie.
Well, not necessarily lie. Just COVID.
Hold on, let me tell you why. It's a complete lie.
With anything?
It's a complete lie. That's what I figured. First of all, here's one of the biggest mistakes that they made that we should have pointed out, and we do point it out now, was you got people running around testing healthy people on with using a PCR test that's at 35 cycles or higher, which will give you a false positive test. Now, when's the last time you ever seen anybody walk around and said, you look healthy? Yeah, I'm healthy. Let's test you and see if you are healthy. They were drumming up numbers. They were using these PCR tests, knowing they were going to give false positives. They had to get that number up to get the fear factor up because their solution was lockdowns and this shot. Not a vaccine, but a shot. They had to get those numbers up. They used all these phony ways of manipulating the numbers, just like they manipulate numbers on Wall Street. Just like they manipulate numbers on illegal immigrants in this country, 11 million illegals in this country. Come on. Finally, Tucker said probably 22. I said years ago, you're looking at probably 27 to 33 million illegals in this country. 11 million, they've been hanging on that number for a dozen years. This is a number manipulation. It's all it was. PCR testing flaws. They had to test healthy people. They had to find people that they would say now they're positive. And by the way, first time ever in history, first disease ever, you could be walking infectious. No other disease does that. If you have the flu, you're sick, you've got the fever, you've got the nausea, you got the vomiting, you got the diarrhea, you got the body aches, you got all that stuff. When you have a fever, you are infectious. You go into an office with five other people. You breathe the air, you put it out there, respiratory droplets, you touch stuff, you touch your face, you touch your mouth. They touch it, they touch their mouth. You've now infected them because you went to work and you were infectious. There is nobody with a PCR test, positive test, showing no signs and symptoms of this at all that is infectious. It is a false positive. This is one of the biggest lies they ever pulled off. That you could be positive and infectious. A major lie. Major whopper lie here.
Yeah, I figured. I had to go get blood work for I have thyroid disease, so I had to get blood work. And I felt like I was strong-armed because they made me wear a mask. And I felt strong-armed in order to get a life-saving medication. Because if I don't take it, like, I'll die in my sleep.
I understand.
You know, and it just really rubs me the wrong way.
Well, I was in the same situation with my kidney stones. I'm not playing the game, but I had to be seen. I needed lithotripsy, and I needed a renal stent. And they wouldn't touch me unless I wore the mask. And they wouldn't touch me until I had the PCR test, which, by the way, you want to hear something funny. I knew how flawed this test was, and I thought, this thing's going to come back positive, and I'm fine. So what I did before taking the PCR test, I used my own sinus irrigation formula, did a major, major sinus drain, then went in, had them do their swab, and it came back negative.
Was that the one you were just talking about?
Then I got my procedure done.
Was that the thing you were just talking about? Your formula?
The saline formula. Yeah, the solution. If you want it, I can give it to you. Just send me an email to offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com, and I'll send it over to you. It's a great formula. All you need is a couple ingredients and a neti pot, and you can get those anywhere.
Gotcha. But why is my doctor, why are they going along with it? If If they know better, they're smarter
scared.
Than me.
They're
I'm
scared
not a
because if they push back on it and tell the truth,
their lawyer
they'll lose their licensures. They'll go before the board. They'll lose their licensures. This is a major scam. There's a major operation to, first of all, silence anybody to tell the truth on this. But those physicians are being held to carry out these actions or face losing their licensure. That's what's going on.
So I don't have any, if I go into primary, so I don't have any rights to not wear a mask. I want to ask them, is there anything else I have to do that's against my will? Or is
they're saying it's a private institution, private business. You can, you don't have to comply. You have to comply with their rules as their business.
Right.
A hospital here, you know what? I can't really know about this one here because everybody there who works there has to wear one. It's a joke. You know, if you want to have some fun, you want to shake people up, buy a box of those blue masks and walk in to a hospital wherever you go. And there are people telling you must wear the mask or just take yours off and wait till somebody approaches you to say you must wear a mask. And you say one of the blue ones, and they'll say, yeah. Hey, let me show you something here. You put your mask on just to make them happy. Turn the package around and show them on the back of the package where that blue mask says, this is not for medical or clinical use. It will not protect you for medical or clinical use. And you're trying to use it for a medical protection.
It doesn't even protect
and watch
you
their face light
mask.
Up going, yep. Wait a minute here. So you're saying all these blue masks don't work? Yes, that's what I'm telling you. Putting a diaper on your face is not going to stop a mask. If Levi denim blue jeans, the thick Levi denim blue jeans and Hanes underwear can't stop a nasty, stinky fart, that diaper on your face is not going to protect you from a very, very small virus, which is 0.125 microns in size. A very, very small, very small critter. It's not going to protect you.
Hey, those guys in the virology labs, didn't you see them? They were just wearing, like, the masks. They weren't wearing, like, their own hazmat suit with their own oxygen supply, were they?
Yeah.
Why don't they just wear masks in there?
I don't know.
They're working for viruses. Just wear a mask.
There's a lot of people who are afraid of losing their jobs, their paycheck.
Yeah,
They're being held to silence. Through economics, because they have a house, they have a mortgage, they have kids in college, and they got to play the stupid game. Yeah.
All right, Steve. See you.
Back to the phones. Bobby in Florida. Or we had Bobby. Sorry. We're going to go back to Rhonda in Missouri. How about that?
Hi. Oh, hi, Steve.
There you go. There you go, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you? Okay, hi. Okay, so...
I'm good.
Couple things. I found a video. You were talking earlier. I found an actual video. I can email it to you if you want. There's some universities that are suing because they wanted a baseline, I guess, to find out if the coronavirus was real. And it's just like you said. I mean, the guy, he sounds legitimate. I don't know him from Adam, but you know how you have to just kind of figure out who's telling the truth. But anyway, I could send it to you, but he said what you said. They're taking the flu and calling it something else. It's a farce. It's a farce.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I heard some RBN host, I can't remember who, and who brought this up. So apparently, it might have been P.J. Barton because he's over in England. But anyway, where they said that if any patient with COVID presents, that has a learning disability, presents with COVID, do not take any life-saving measures. I'm like, what?
Oh my gosh. That's ignorant. Oh, my gosh.
Right? So I had to wonder, because of something I'm going to tell you here in a second, I had to wonder if that's not the case in the U.S. as well, and it's just not being talked about, because my brother-in-law has a friend who went to a funeral, and this is like, I mean, this is just tragic, in my opinion. This is just so wrong. But he went to a funeral, and you know how you go, and I don't like death. I don't like watching it. I don't like, but, you know, you see obituaries, and, you know, how else are you going to find out who died from what, right? Nobody's going to say, well, they got the shot and they died. I mean, that's just, I mean, you just don't know. And they might say donate flowers to the American Cancer Society, and you go, well, they must have died from cancer or whatever. Or not flowers, a donation. Yes, send the American Cancer Society flowers.
Let me stop you real quick here. Let me stop you real quick here on something. It's okay. Interesting that people don't realize, and it was probably in the top 31 here on the 31 reasons why I won't take the vaccine, but one of them was that their trial, their sample size, they did not include the elderly, which they were going to market this vaccine they called a vaccine, which is just a shot. It's not preventive. They excluded the people that were most vulnerable to actually getting this, and they excluded them from the trials. Why did they do that? Because they knew the outcome was going to be very poor, and if they showed a bunch of deaths with the elderly, they would have to shut this thing down. They could not get this thing out on the market, and this is about depopulation and making a lot of damn money. So they can't start and then stop. So they decided to cut out the people that they were actually going to market to once they got it out there. They could not have them in the trials, the samples.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wouldn't know about this except that my brother-in-law has a friend who is going to his house to hang out, and he was late because he had to go to a funeral of somebody, and this is interesting, he didn't know the person, but he had a friend who did. And the person who died, he was the oldest. Now, I know there's older, Steve, because I looked it up. But he was the oldest living Down syndrome patient in St. Charles County, Missouri. Christopher Sykes.
How old?
And
what was the age?
They were all talking about it at the funeral. I mean, I didn't go. I heard about it.
Yeah.
But he died. How did he die? You want to guess, Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got the vaccine. He's already got Down syndrome. These people are sick. They need help. And you know what? And the sad thing is that who's going to stand up for this poor little guy? And my understanding is, and I don't like to stereotype, but these are the most loving, caring, giving. I mean, they're Reyes. I mean, I read everything everybody was saying about him. Ray of sunshine, always brought a smile to your face, fun to be around. And those are the kind of people they're killing.
Hey, Rhonda, I'd love to go more into depth on this. I've got two more calls I need to get to, Rhonda. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you short. I got two more I got to squeeze in about 3 minutes. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, though. Doc in Malaysia, you got about 1.5 minutes, and I got one behind you. Go ahead and finish. Okay. I thought I called on Bobby. He didn't answer. So, Bobby, you there? Okay.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I hear you.
Hello?
You're on.
Okay, yeah. I was wondering, I'm here in Florida, too. I went down to Bradenton Beach last weekend. There's so many people on the beach without a mask, and they're right next to each other, and it's just mind-blowing how when they go to the grocery store, they're all with their mask on again. I mean, it's mind-blowing. I mean, there must have been 20,000 people at the beach. I mean, it's human behavior. It's just, wow, it really blows my mind. Now, I'd like to be out there in a boat facing the beach and with a microphone or a PA system going, now look at all of you. You're all next to each other. You're in the water, probably peeing on each other. But when you get in the store, you're going to be at each other's throats. I mean, think about it, people, and I would just go along the beach and do that. I mean, really, really, stop and think about it. It's mind-blowing how it's crazy. I saw a video about that thing you stick in your nose. One lady says a more Gillen's fiber. I mean, you never know. It could be. They might have planted it up in your nose, Steve.
Yeah, could be.
You know, crazy. I'll let you go, man.
Yeah.
I thought I'd
I agree.
Let you hear that.
I appreciate
all
that.
Right,
hey, thanks for the call.
Later.
I need to move on here. I got one more. So we lost Doc in Malaysia. We'll go to James in Vancouver.
Yes, hello?
Hello, James.
Hello.
You're on.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
You're on.
Asymptomatic spreading of a disease. That's the same kind of rhetoric they used in Vietnam. We have to destroy the village to save it. Same rhetoric.
Go. Yep, I agree.
This
I agree.
Yep. Okay.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, testing healthy people, walking around and making sure everybody's tested because you want to drive the numbers up with these false PCR tests. What a scam and a half. What a scam and a half.
And the idea is to scare the hell out of everybody, and which is what they're doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
You got it. You got it. Appreciate it. Let me share one last thing here before we close up here. I don't think we have any more calls. I just got this today. The coronavirus jab's most tantalizing side effects. It may help fight cancer. I kid you not. Chronic pain and even Alzheimer's disease. It was written by Eve Simmons. You can find it on the Daily Mail UK. It was printed up on Sunday. The population of this one individual in the study here, one person, this is a study, one person, living in Stockport. Population of Stockport in 2018 was 291,775 people. One person, what was her name here? Joan Wakefield, 72 years old from Stockport, Daily Mail UK, had a knee replacement, a lot of infections. Excuse me. Agonizing pain, scar tissue. Took the AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shot, not vaccine. She can get up. She can dance. She can do all kinds of stuff now. They're going to sell this thing here to the elderly who are sickly with cancer, Alzheimer's, and everything else you can think of. It is not only going to decrease your symptoms on the virus itself, it's going to be the miracle shot if you have cancer and other problems. This is hokey. This is major fraud. This is major pseudoscience. This is major Frankenstein's lies. I mean, can you believe this thing? This came out of the UK. It will be in the US here pretty soon. This article is going to make it in. I found it. Somebody sent it to me. Crazy stuff. The COVID-19 jab can cure cancer, Alzheimer's, all kinds of other problems. Maybe my cousin's half foot will grow back that was amputated 2 years ago. Hey, there's always a possibility. That or go to a faith healer, one or the other. Crazy stuff. There's a lot of fake news out there. There's a lot of misinformation, disinformation on this. So keep your wits. Use some common sense. Got common sense. Hopefully you have some critical knowledge, critical sense also, critical thinking skills. But question everything, especially when it comes from government, especially when it comes from the CDC. These people are notorious liars. This is a major cash cow. This is eugenics. This is a depopulation agenda. I'm not cuckoo for saying it. I told you about the vaccine passport. It's here. It's now. I wasn't cuckoo then. I'm not cuckoo now. Amazing stuff. Gosh, where is the music? Not coming yet. Okay. What else can I say? Well, I didn't get a chance to talk about the CPAC. CPAC Confusion, the Conservative Political Action Conference here in Orlando, Florida. Hyatt Regency's masks are mandatory. Multi-speakers. Governor DeSantis opening up. Trump to speak also. There is a belief, that Donald Trump is the future of the Republican Party to win the House and the Senate back in 2020 and possibly win the election in 2024. Not as long as there's Dominion and Smartmatic. That's insanity. Health, happy, and safe travels, everybody. I'm back on again with Mr. John Stabmiller on Monday for the National Intel Report. Keith Rogers up next, Perception Management. Health, happy, and safe travels. We will talk again.
reverse or stop foreclosures, and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.